London with more of the world's best variety to share after this news update on VOA Music Mix.
Both U.S. patients recover from the Ebola virus, and an Israeli airstrike kills three senior Hamas commanders. I'm Frances Alonzo reporting from Washington. Two American aid workers infected with the Ebola virus have recovered and left an Atlanta hospital. Bruce Ribner, the medical director of Emory University Hospital's Infectious Disease Unit, said at a news conference today that Dr. Kent Bradley had fully recovered, meaning he was symptom-free for at least 2 days with no virus in his system. Meanwhile, Brantley gave thanks to his doctors for treating him and to God for sparing his life.
Today is a miraculous day. I am thrilled to be alive, to be well, and to be reunited with my family.
Meanwhile, Nancy Ritball was released from the hospital on Tuesday, however, had asked that her discharge remain private. An Israeli airstrike in the southern Gaza Strip has killed three senior Hamas commanders today in the bombing of a four-story house in Rafah. The Israeli defense minister said the three were responsible for deadly attacks against Israel. Meanwhile, Hamas spokesman Sami Abu Zuri said the successful Israeli attack would not deter the militants. He says the assassination of the Al-Qassam leaders in Rafah is a big Israeli crime that will not succeed in breaking the will of our people and won't weaken the resistance. He added, the occupation will pay the price. One of the largest U.S. banks, the Bank of America, is paying a record fine of nearly $17 billion because of bad housing loan. VOA News. The UN Refugee Agency has called for East African countries hosting Somali refugees to make voluntary repatriation possible and sustainable. The UNHCR in Kenya spokesman says security is a major challenge in South and Central Somalia, and the group's visit helps the refugees make decisions knowing what awaits them if they decide to go back. Interpol says the beheading of a U.S. journalist, James Foley, by the Islamic State militants shows the need for a coordinated global effort to combat the threat posed by foreign fighters traveling to conflict zones in the Middle East. Interpol also says the act illustrates the depravity of the Islamic State fighters operating in Iraq and Syria. The Australian Prime Minister, Tony Abbott, says the Islamic State horrific acts were horrific and they are utterly evil.
The ISIL movement is as near to pure evil as we're ever likely to find, and there can be no compromise whatsoever with groups that are dedicated to the destruction of our way of life and the brutal murder of anyone who falls into their hands.
And that is the Australian Prime Minister, Tony Abbott. A day after visiting the U.S. central town where demonstrators have protested daily the fatal shooting of an unarmed black teen, U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder today in Washington said that his brief trip Wednesday to Missouri to speak with residents and police officials affected him like few events ever have before.
There is a history to these tensions, and that history simmers in more communities than just Ferguson. While I went to Ferguson to provide reassurance, in fact, they gave me hope. My commitment to them is that long after this tragic story no longer receives this level of attention, the Justice Department will continue to stand with Ferguson.
Again, that is the U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder. Police in the Indonesian capital of Jakarta forcibly broke up a rally today held in support of the defeated Indonesian presidential candidate Prabowo Subianto. As we hear here, police are firing tear gas and water cannon when the crowd tried to break through a security barricade at a road leading to the constitutional court. Russia's Food Safety Agency is conducting safety checks on McDonald's fast food restaurants nationwide a day after McDonald's, four of the chain stores in Moscow were ordered to close. Critics view that it's a form of retaliation.
That's the latest world news from VOA.